Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
For the second time in a week, Nancy Mace, who at least in the most recent poll leads the governor's race in South Carolina, is a top 10 news story in the United States of America, trending right now. And the cover story, at least for a couple hours anyway, yesterday on the in the UK Daily Mail, the world's largest newspaper by hits and clicks. So she's making headlines again for the second time in a week. So the first time was the Charleston airport situation. Where she got mad at some law enforcement officers who were not there to meet her when she was supposed to be met. And then this headline in the UK Daily Mail: Nancy Mace concocted rape story and hacked fiance's phone in bid to seize two multi-million dollar homes, bombshell new lawsuit claims. I'm just going to read this. That's it. I don't know what else to do. Here's the gist of it. She had the fiance. They own two homes, each worth about $3 million. And then he breaks up with her. She doesn't take it well. This is his version of the story. Okay, this is in the lawsuit he has filed. So, look, she's got a version of the story too. This is his. UK Daily Mail writes, paranoid Nancy Mace hacked her ex-fiancé's phone, tracked his car with one of those like AirPod attachments. She attached it to the car, tracked his car and destroyed his reputation by falsely smearing him as a voyeur and a rapist. The South Carolina congresswoman, UK Daily Mail says, went scorched earth on four men, friends of his, that she outed as alleged sexual predators in a February House speech, claiming they drugged, molested, and filmed multiple female victims, including herself. So one of those she's accused is Patrick Bryant, her ex-fiancé, ex-lover. Okay. Well, they had a messy breakup in November 2023 when she became paranoid that he was cheating and placed the tracker in his car so she could follow him while she was overseas. She also installed a secret app on his phone to collect pictures and data and have them sent to her so she could watch what he was doing. So then he decides, okay, I've had it. I'm going to break up with you. She tells him, okay, fine. Transfer, relinquish the two jointly homes worth around $6 million total to me, and I won't paint you as a rapist. As the dispute escalated, he says, Mace and one of her friends conspired to convince what they call a vulnerable young woman that Bryant, her fiance and his friends, gang raped her at a 2018 party when she drank too much and passed out, and that Nancy Mace has seen the video and they keep the videos. And it's what they do, she said. The attack never happened, Bryant says. So Mace and her friend convinced this young woman that she had been raped. There was video of it. According to the lawsuit, no such video exists. The only victim is Bryant, an innocent, respected businessman who's been falsely branded as a rapist and voyeur. That's according to his complaint filed in Charleston County, South Carolina. Now, Nancy Mace tells the Daily Mail that he's trying to shake her down for money. That she is the victim. It's almost as if Patrick Bryant is asking me to write another check. She's obviously referencing a separate case where a lawyer linked to Bryant was fined $33,000 for issuing subpoenas and deposing people without court permission. Anyway. She says she just got him sanctioned in court. Sounds like he needs to be sanctioned again. Rape victim Jane Doe and I are still waiting on his check to pay our legal fees after weaponizing the court and using Lawfare against us. So, I don't know. Now, here's what's going on here. Nancy Mace, when she accused, I don't know if you remember the speech she gave on the House of the Floor. When you're a Congress member and you give a speech on the House floor, you have something very unique that the rest of Americans don't have. You have protection from libel. So you can say, like a libel lawsuit, you can say virtually anything and you can't be sued. It's one of the few places you can stand in America and have that protection. So she made her accusatory speech where he can't sue her for libel, even if she made the whole thing up, which who knows? So this is him getting her back because there's one other place where you can say a bunch of fake stuff or true things, who knows, and not be sued for libel. And that is in a court case, like in a, you know, because the media can then quote it, even if it's not true, without fear of getting sued. So, I don't know, but that headline is one for the ages, folks. It is a top 10 trending story in the world right now. We have an app that tracks that. Not just in the country, in the world. For, by the way, the second time this week, after the airport incident. Headline, Nancy Mace concocted rape story. In other words, made it up. Hacked fiance's phone in a bid to seize two multi-million dollar homes they own together. Bombshell new lawsuit claims. So, folks, this is going to get wild. And you know why the fiance put this in the lawsuit? Because this means that everyone running against Mace in the governor's race can use it in their campaign commercials without getting sued. So this is going to be wild.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.